What's up, West Liberty? This is Kate, and you're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Suzanne Ridley for our faculty focus assignment in DMD. Dr. Ridley is an assistant professor of creative arts therapy. She also has a PhD in expressive therapy from Lesley University, an MA in health counseling and art therapy from Cadwell University, and an MSc in human services from Springfield College. Right. Thank you so much for doing this with me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So can you tell me a little bit about creative arts therapy?
So creative arts therapy is a way of dealing with issues that somebody might have without, being more vulnerable with talk therapy. So it is particularly effective working with kids, people who have experienced trauma, addictions, mental health issues, things that create stigma. So you're using the art and art-making materials in order to discuss the issue. So the art becomes the third person in the room with the therapist and the client. So you're not really talking about your problem, you're talking about the artwork.
Okay.
So it's that objective distance that allows people to be more vulnerable and honest about what's going on with them.
They kind of like express themselves through the artwork instead of actually talking about it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because you use directives for specific things like draw a person in the rain for somebody who has depression.
Mm-hmm.
So identifying what the coping mechanisms equals what they're wearing in the rain. So there's a lot of symbolic, metaphorical information that comes out in artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also taught how to use the art materials to elicit specific responses through the expressive therapies continuum.
Okay. Yep. That's awesome. That's like beautiful too.
Yes.
Like you can just share so much and find out so much from a person, I feel like, from what they put in artwork. I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, because we all have defenses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a problem's come up, you don't really want to talk about it. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong here. And then you draw a picture and you're like, wait a minute, that looks really angry.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that looks really sad. And then you're talking about the picture and then it's an avenue to talk about what's really going on.
Wow. That's really cool. I might have to come to you. Have a session.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Well, we're upstairs on the second floor.
Really?
So you're more than welcome. And we have art therapy. I have an art therapy intern right now, Josh Bomber from St. Mary of the Woods College, doing his graduate program. So we're offering art therapy free to students within West Liberty University. As well as, the counseling center is free services for students.
Okay, I might have to check that out. How is it always, do you have to set up an appointment, or how does that work?
Well, you need to set up an appointment. So
just like regular therapy
just
services.
Just regular therapy. Yeah. You can go through Lisa Witzberger at the counseling center. She's the director there. And then you're referred on to the counselors or to Josh.
Awesome. So according to the West Liberty page, you have a lot of degrees and certifications. And I was wondering if you could tell me about those. Because we also talked about this, like how that must have been a lot of school for you too.
It's a lot of school, and I'm an immigrant, so I moved over from Wales, Britain.
Oh, wow.
I've been here 24 years, so I had to consolidate my education, equivalency to U.S. education. So in England, I had an undergraduate degree, so when I came here, I consolidated everything to a master's degree. And the first one was human services. At that time, I was working in a nursing program. It's a residential program in the Bronx. And I figured that human services, mental health services would be the best option for me, because I was thinking it's nonprofit leadership, management, that type of thing. And then I did my doctorate at Lesley University in Massachusetts.
And that's when you got
expressive therapy.
Yes.
So that's where I did a lot more of the expressive therapies. It's a doctorate, it's a research, a PhD.
So expressive therapies, that's not art therapy yet, is it?
Well, expressive therapies is the umbrella term for art therapy. So expressive therapies includes art therapy, music therapy, play therapy, drama therapy, poetry therapy, bibliography therapy.
Bibliography therapy? Oh, that's a big one. That's a lot of words to say.
Yeah, practically anything that's created creative mm-hmm. can be utilized in a therapeutic way.
That's awesome.
Because you really want to help the client mm-hmm. based on their interests. So they might not want to be an artist because mm-hmm. often I hear, I don't want to draw.
Or like, I don't want to like draw. Music or anything, you know.
Yeah, so if it's the music, it's listening to music, dance, movement. Mm-hmm. So that's where the expressive therapies umbrella comes.
Okay.
And they sort of backtracked with a second master's in mental health and art therapy. Because I consider myself as an expressive therapist. Mm-hmm. I'm a visual artist as well. But then for licensure and certification, you need specific education. Mm-hmm. So that's why I went back to get an additional master's in mental health counseling okay. and art, specializing in art therapy. And then there's the certifications, the alphabet after your name. Mm-hmm. I always feel that if you're going to do any type of job, particularly when you're working with people who are vulnerable, you really need to be the best qualified that you can be and certified. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have an alphabet after my name.
Oh, yeah.
Not for ego purposes, but really,
just
you
to
know,
be able, yeah.
As an activity director, I got mm-hmm. an ADC, and, you know, I'm a registered expressive art therapist. I'm an art therapist certified, board certified. You know, wow. And I'm a prevention specialist because I had a job in an after-school program teaching mm-hmm. prevention education and leadership. So, that's a CPS, certified yeah. prevention specialist. So, and I was working with mental health, dual diagnosis in Massachusetts.
So you've been all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place.
How'd you end up here at West Liberty?
It's really, what drew me here really was the opportunity to develop the graduate program.
Okay.
I love creating things. That's mm-hmm. one of my fortes. So when I was offered the job here, 2018, mm-hmm. Really in the undergraduate program, I had to rebuild that undergraduate program because there's standards. Mm-hmm. And you know, I had in my mind to create a graduate program, so I wanted to make sure that the undergraduate program standards, educational standards, mm-hmm. and students coming through will be fully prepared for graduate education.
Okay.
So I really came down here to develop that graduate art therapy and counseling program, which we launched in fall 2021. Oh, wow. I'm on my second cohort.
Awesome. And is it going well?
It's going really well.
Good.
I love the, because when you get to a certain age, mm-hmm. not saying what my age is, you know, you have to really think about legacy, building legacy, passing on your knowledge and experience yeah. to others, up and coming therapists. And so really that's where, you know, developing that graduate program came in place. And I love putting complex things together mm-hmm. because you're not only, it's an art therapy and counseling, so it's art therapy certification requirements and counseling licensure requirements. So there's a lot of, you know, strands that you have to put together to
yeah.
make it work.
It's like a problem solve. It's like a puzzle.
Yep. I love doing puzzles. And
me too.
You know, you don't know what the picture's going to look like, but, you know, making sure that everything fits yep. properly. You're covering all the requirements. And
then when it's done, it's just like, it's awesome. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and building something that's never been here before, mm-hmm. being, you know, a pioneer in the field of art therapy in West Virginia, because mm-hmm. we also started a West Virginia Coalition of Art Therapists.
You did?
Yeah, so
oh, wow.
Me and Terry Giller, who's the instructor for the undergraduate program,
okay.
leading the drive to build a coalition of art therapists in West
oh,
Virginia.
Wow.
We're thinking and working towards art therapy licensure here.
Okay.
So since there was nothing when we arrived, mm-hmm. there wasn't any chapters from the American Art Therapy Association, we're building our own chapter and networking to provide an opportunity for students who are graduating from this program, students from West Virginia U, and professionals moving into the state, networking them in, doing a job board, and then working towards our licensure.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to go more into detail about Dr. Ridley's artwork, what you do with that. And this is Kate. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
What's up, West Liberty? This is Kate, and you're listening to WGLZ Hilltop Hit Music Station. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
And we are back. I am Kate, and I'm still sitting here with Dr. Ridley. We just got to learn a little bit about Dr. Ridley and her profession in creative arts therapy. For the remainder of this interview, I wanted to talk more about the art that you do in your field and how it impacts others with the therapy. So according to your page, you specialize in landscapes, seasonscapes, animals, and murals. How did you get into drawing those specific things?
I've always drawn. I think I could draw before I could write, mm-hmm. and I used it as a mechanism in school to make friends because, you know, I'm a very independent, shy type person. Mm-hmm. I'm not very gregarious, though I make myself to be social, but mm-hmm. I'm really introspective rather than an outgoing person. Mm-hmm. So I've always used art as a way of communication, of making friends and giving okay. gifts and everything. So it's always come naturally to me, so it's not something I've had to really work hard at.
Yeah.
I love doing murals, though, because that's more of a social, so I'm...
Everybody's doing
everybody's
it together.
Everybody's involved in doing it, and so I've done quite a few murals, particularly with...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you go ahead.
Are there any here on campus that you've done?
Not here on campus. My previous job at the Sisters of St. John the Baptist nursing okay. home, I did two murals there on
oh,
the
wow.
nursing floors, one for a floor that was for Alzheimer's dementia, mm-hmm. another for more active residents. So okay. When you build murals, you really engage the people mm-hmm. who are doing it. You get them involved in the decision-making process. What are the themes? Whatever they can do is what you encourage them to do, mm-hmm. even if it's just dabbing a little bit of paint there,
yeah.
and then you come along and then you clean everything up so it looks beautiful.
That's awesome.
And so I love the murals, love the fine arts, animals. Don't ask me to do a portrait. I cannot do a portrait to save my life.
Just mostly animals and landscapes. And what else was it? Seasonscapes. What are seascapes?
Seascapes. I love water. Anything to do with water.
Yeah,
is
oh, me
my
too.
Thing. But when I came down to West Virginia is the Appalachian crafts mm-hmm. center of the world. I really got hooked on basket making.
Okay.
I really got into fiber arts and weaving.
That's awesome.
And so it's really expanded what I do here.
Do you do that in your class with your students?
I do it in class with students when I was teaching undergraduate. Mm-hmm. My graduate program is online, Zoom.
Okay.
So I allow students to have free rein on what are the materials they use. Mm-hmm. Is it found objects, you know, things that they can use creatively. Because we want to move away from just art therapy being fine arts. Because mm-hmm. there's many different ways of expressing yourself, not just in a fine art drawing or pastels and pencils and markers. You can do food mandalas. You can do collages. You can do multi-layered things mm-hmm. and, you know, photography with three-dimensional.
That's awesome. So what do you think, like, what would you say people get most out of art therapy? Like, let's your patients.
I think it's the process of reflection. Because art therapy is not about studio arts or how mm-hmm. well you draw, because that really puts a lot of people off. Because that's
and
the first
a lot of
excuse.
Pressure on them.
A lot of pressure. It's not about that. It's about what they feel, what they think. You know, the mindfulness of drawing and getting fully engaged in something, mm-hmm. and then stepping back from it, getting that objective distance about oh, I didn't know I was depressed. I looked at the picture and like, oh yeah. That's what's going
That's
on.
That's how I'm feeling, but I didn't know how to say it.
Yeah, it's visual cues that come through the drawing. So you're really teaching, as you should as a therapist, the client to be self-sufficient, mm-hmm. to self-soothe, to help them. And you're coming in to provide that support, teaching coping mechanisms mm-hmm. and things like that. So the process of creating art is therapeutic in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then allowing the clients and students, you know, to fully investigate that creativity.
Yeah.
Doing things that they never thought that they could do.
So do you do all of that? So do you just do work with the art and then is there another person that, well, no, I guess that doesn't make sense. So you do it all. So you sit
you
there.
You do it all, yes. Because
yeah.
I'm a therapist as well as a counselor.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I interchange between the term therapist mm-hmm. and counselor. Art therapy is a profession that is licensed,
mm-hmm.
so you have to be licensed master's level to be called an art therapist.
Okay.
And so I interchange because as an expressive therapist as well, I meet my clients where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they want to talk, sometimes they want to draw and not talk at all, and sometimes it's a mix of both.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So my last question for you is, if you would give anybody advice to anyone who is choosing the art, creative arts therapy major, what would your advice be?
I would say reach out to us. at the art therapy department, reaching out to Terry Giller, who does the undergraduate program, or myself for the graduate art therapy mm-hmm. and counseling program. You know, just explore creative media. And because a lot of what we do is self-growth and self-knowledge, because you have to know yourself in order to help other people. You know, so doing the journaling and the mm-hmm. reflective actions and, you know, just maybe sit in on a class to see, is this what I want to do? Mm-hmm. And students are, you know, just let us know and we can arrange for you to sit in on on-campus class for undergraduate, or zoom in on my
I might do that. This sounds really cool.
Yeah, because it's all about creating a community mm-hmm. of students. We have the Creative Art Therapy Club. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested on campus, join the club.
Okay.
Because most of the members there are in our CAP major. But anybody can join. And we have students from social work to education, obviously the arts, anything to do with arts, they join us. You know, get involved.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have like an Instagram for it or anything?
We have an Instagram, and I know you're going to ask me about it.
It's okay if you don't.
I don't.
If you don't know,
you can post it.
Do you know the name? So we could just put it on the radio.
Cat. It's Cat Club.
Cat Club? Okay.
C-A-T Club.
So you guys can go follow that.
Yep.
And that's really cool. And you said, where is your room upstairs for the...
We're on the second floor. When I first came here in 2018, I had one shared room with mm-hmm. art education. And since then, we have the second floor. We have a small art therapy gallery. Mm-hmm. We have a classroom space. We have an open studio space. We have a reading quiet space because students wanted, you know, a separate space.
Yeah.
And last spring, we built a student lounge.
That's really
so
cool.
So, you know, just come up and see what's going on. Introduce yourself. You know, you're more than welcome.
You know what I would think would be really cool? If we did, if you got some people together and did like a mural here on campus somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that would be an awesome... Have you ever considered doing that yet?
We have. We've been... the Cat Club were requested to do a mural for the Behavioral Health Clinic.
Okay.
Over the College of Sciences. So they're just finishing that up. We do have a list of places that want us to do murals. But, you know, we're always doing on-campus activities, mm-hmm. scavenger hunts and things like that. So, you know, joining us for any of the activities.
Yeah, I'll definitely... You'll definitely see me out there. Promise you, I'll be there. All right. Well, that wraps up our interview for today. Thank you so much again for coming in.
You're welcome.
And talking with me. I think what you do is really awesome, and I'm really grateful to have had the chance to learn more about everything. And again, this is Kate. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Here is Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Of course.
There we go.